Okay, let's take a quick break from the news to talk about books. A lot of bookworms out there surely trying to hook the next generation of readers. So, what books can we gift our young friends? Juanita Giles thinks about that. She's director of the Virginia Children's Book Festival. Juanita, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me, Scott.
It's good to have you. Now, you say books can be really important in developing young children into readers. Talk a little about that first.
It's really about finding that right moment. I have found that, especially for young children, when they're just starting to read words, it's a huge accomplishment for a child to be able to do that. But then there's a massive jump after they graduate from that level to the next level. And that happens probably around the first grade. And if you can get a child a book that they want to read, when they're just feeling their oats, I suppose you want to say, when they're sort of stretching their reading muscles right at that early age, then you can really help turn them into a lifelong reader. And it's just amazing. And that's not to say that you shouldn't read with your child anymore when they get to that level. You should always read with your children, no matter how old they are. But just to have that autonomy and to give them something meaty enough to dig their newfound skills into, oh my gosh, it happens overnight. It's almost like a miracle.
You got a couple suggestions, perhaps, to stoke these miracles. You've got a board book and a picture book for early age. The board book you've chosen is Where's Brian's Bottom by Rob Jones, and the picture book is What Happened to You by James Catchpole. So talk about those.
Well, first of all, children who are the age for board books, they love interaction with those books. And Where's Brian's Bottom, it's amazing. It's about a dachshund. And where's his bottom? Because he's extraordinarily long. And the book folds out, and he gets longer and longer and longer. There's even a toilet in it, which makes it more fun for kids. They think it's hysterical. This is a massively wonderful book for young children. And then when you go on to What Happened to You, which is a picture book, so it's for children who are a little bit older. This is actually a very personal book to me. James Catchpole, he is an amputee himself. He only has one leg. And this is about a little boy who only has one leg, who goes to the playground. And every little kid says, well, what happened to you? And of course, little kids have no filter. They're completely uninhibited. And they would naturally ask about that. But all he wants to do is play and play and play. And so they ask him, were you attacked by sharks? Were you attacked by 1,000 sharks? And it's just really about a kid who wants to be seen for himself and just to play, because every kid who has an adult who has a visible disability or injury is going to get asked those questions. But it's really, there's a lot of humor in it, and it's a really wonderful book.
Oh, I love that. Okay, let's move on to early readers. The one you've chosen is JoJo McCune's The Used-to-Be Best Friend. Dawn Quigley, is that right?
Yes, Dawn Quigley. So JoJo is a 7-year-old Ojibwe girl, and she is going through the things that I've saw my own children go through. When you're 7 years old, that's when your friendships sort of start to change. And someone who was your best friend maybe says to you, well, if you don't give me that bracelet, I won't be your best friend anymore. Or I decided I'm going to go sit with these people at lunch. And so JoJo sees her best friend go sit with other people at lunch. So she thinks she doesn't have a best friend anymore. And it's really about her learning those early lessons about friendship. And it's very funny. And it's just exactly the right level for those early readers who want a chapter book that is not too complicated, but it doesn't dumb down anything either. I love this book.
Well, some of your choices, I mean, have such these important life lessons, but they're presented in a way and in a manner and a level that's just right for the reader. One more, Stunt Boy in the upper elementary category. Stunt Boy in the Meantime by Jason Reynolds.
Stunt Boy in the Meantime is, it's about a boy named Portico Reeves whose parents fight all the time and his family dynamic is changing and he's trying to deal with his anxieties about it, which he calls the frets. And he decides that he needs to be a superhero in order to do it. So he tries to find ways to put on this persona to stop his parents from fighting, to protect the people in his building. He just wants to keep everybody safe, especially his parents. And, you know, kids always want to stop their parents from fighting, and that can be really, really hard to do. But this is a real humorous, accessible way to reach kids about how maybe sometimes they feel powerless. And it's pretty much in the, I think it's in sort of a new graphic novel style, actually. It's really brilliant.
Juanita Giles is director of the Virginia Children's Book Festival, and she's with us with her book gift suggestions for the children in your life. And we'll have this entire list on our website, hereandnow.org. Juanita, so good to have you. Thank you, and have a great holiday.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Okay, so what if you're book shopping for an adult in your life? Well, let us whet your appetite with Tracy Thomas. She is creator and host of the podcast The Stacks, and she joins us now. Tracy, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Okay, let's talk about what you suggest, nonfiction first. One of yours is a collection of essays called A Little Devil in America, Notes in Praise of Black Performance. Tell me about that.
Yes, so this book is by Hanif Abdurraqib, who is a MacArthur genius this year. And the book is a collection of essays that examine Black performance in big ways and small ways. So there's essays on someone like Mary Clayton, who is the voice that we all know from Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. There's also essays about masculinity in relationship to the Wu-Tang Clan. There are essays about Whitney Houston, Soul Train, and just all these really great elements of Black culture revisited in super interesting and thoughtful ways.
Wow. But it spans such a broad spectrum of performance. Yes. Also on your list is a very different kind of book, Seek You, A Journey Through American Loneliness by Kristen Radke. And given the pandemic we're in, seems a timely topic.
Exactly. So it's a graphic nonfiction book, which isn't something that I normally gravitate towards. But the way that Kristen Radke has visualized and taken the feelings of loneliness and turned them into pictures and words is just beyond beautiful. It's also interesting to note that she started this book in 2016 and mentions that in the introduction, that she started this long before the pandemic, this research into loneliness, and that the pandemic, while we might experience it in more acute ways, is not the beginning or end of loneliness in America. And so she's looking at television programs. She's looking at Harry Harlow, who did the experiments on the monkeys around adoption. And it's just a really huge scope of loneliness brought into these beautiful, intimate pictures and moments.
Wow. And then on your nonfiction list is Colin Kaepernick, the former 49ers quarterback, famous for taking a knee in the field. And his book is, I guess the book he edited is Abolition for the People.
Yes. So this is a collection of essays all about prison and police abolition, which I think is a topic that's been very much in the front of people's minds and in the political conversation. And I think it's become sort of a scary topic for people. And this book has some of the best and most thoughtful people talking, writing, thinking about abolition, sort of explaining why it's important, how it works. I think this is a great book to share with people in your life because there's so many questions, and this book is giving you answers and then more questions, which is sort of what's great about the thinking around abolition is that there's more there. And it features people like Derica Purnell, who wrote an incredible book called Becoming Abolitionists, Kiese Layman, of course, Colin Kaepernick. It's just a beautiful collection, and it's really well done.
Yeah. And again, so timely. Okay, let's turn to the fiction on your list. We're going to talk about two of them. One of the novels is Detransition Baby by Tori Peters. I understand much of the trans community is well aware of this book.
Yes, it's definitely a book that people in the trans community are aware of and excited about because Tori Peters is trans, and she is someone who has taken the idea of motherhood and turned it into sort of a comedy of manners about who can be a mother, who chooses to be a mother or a parent or a father, and what the difference is between those terms. And the book is laugh out loud funny. It features Reese, who is a trans woman, and her ex, who has detransitioned to being a man again, and the man's new partner, who has become pregnant. And that's all I'll say, because I don't want to spoil anything. But it is an interesting and hilarious and beautifully written book.
All right, and finally, you have a romance novel for us, 7 Days in June by Tia Williams.
Yes. And I am a super not a romance person per se, but this book is so good. I'm smiling just saying that. I loved it so much. The book follows a woman who is a writer in New York City. She suffers from migraines. She's a single mom, and she is reconnected with a male author who she knew in high school, and they had sort of a 7-day romance in June, hence the title. And they're reconnected as adults again in June. Very clever. And it's about sort of them getting older and rediscovering each other and figuring out what happened in those initial first 7 days. But it's so well done. It's not predictable in the way that so many romance novels are. And I found myself rooting for both love interests, which I usually find isn't the case in romance. Usually you're rooting for one or the other. But in this one, I loved both the characters.
Tracy Thomas is here with a few gift book suggestions for us. Tracy is the host and creator of the podcast, The Stacks, and you can see her whole list of suggestions at our website, hereandnow.org. Tracy, thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You too.
And if you want more book ideas, we have a link to NPR's Books We Love, which takes you to more than 2,800 recommendations. Click on hereandnow.org.